Jarmo Kekäläinen is the general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets, and Jarmo Kekäläinen joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Jarmo, thanks so much for doing this. When you have a team with as many injuries as your team has, and you are in a salary cap league, how do you, you can't replace all these guys, obviously. The talent level, they just can't be replaced. What's the first thing you have to do as a GM when you're in a position like this?
Well, we just have to dig into our depth, and building your depth is one of the key things, obviously, in this salary cap era, like you mentioned. So that depth's getting tested tonight, that's for sure. So we have a lot of guys up from Springfield, and a lot of guys are getting great opportunities. That's the positive way we try to look at this negative situation, is that we get to evaluate some of our young players, some of our depth players from Springfield, and they'll get a great opportunity to show us that they could play in this league.
You know, I guess if you need an example, or if you felt moved to show people an example of how this can sometimes be a strength, all you have to do is look at what Tampa did last year when they had to tap into their minor league system because of injuries. Not only did they put together a good run, but Jarmo, as you well know right now, that Tampa's one of the favorites this season largely because of that, because they had some guys that have had some success in the NHL.
Yeah, and I think Detroit's another good example, too.
Yep.
They had a lot of injuries last year with Zetterberg and Datsyuk being out, and all of a sudden the Gustav Nyquist and Tomas Tatar filled those spots and took that responsibility and really took advantage of their opportunity. So that's what we're trying to do here. And we have a couple of young guys in lineup tonight again, Mark O'Donnell and Alex Wenberg, both 20-year-olds and just first year in the league. And we have some guys up from Springfield who are getting a great opportunity. Michael Chaput has been with us the whole year. It's just his first year in the league. So we'll get a great opportunity to see what these guys can do and how they can grow.
How hard is this on a coaching staff when you're bringing these guys in to come up to, not just to come up with line combinations, and defense pairings and things of that nature, but it seems to me, Jarmo, you would also, it's also a work in progress when it comes to deciding playing time. Do you simply go with the guys that are playing the best for you in that particular night, or is your natural tendency to go with the veteran guys, the guys who've been here for a while, and then try to fit some of the younger guys in around that?
Well, I think the workload is there's a maximum to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that no matter how much you'd like to play some guys, there's a limit. And we're our system's more like four lines rolling type of team where we want all four lines to contribute. Obviously, when it gets a little thinner in the lineup, it's harder. But I think we'll still be playing our system, playing the way the Blue Jackets want to play, and that's all four lines, a lot of energy and speed and quickness and being abrasive and forechecking and all that type of stuff. It's a high-energy type of game, so you need all four lines going.
One of the things that has, I don't know if I'd say it surprised people, but you went through the off-season dealing with Ryan Johansson's contract, and he... Yeah, thankfully, you got it done. He's back in good graces. How has his season gone so far? And has he been able to hit the ground running much as you guys thought he would?
He's had his ups and downs. He's obviously a very skilled player. He's got a lot of talent. He's a great player in power play. He's got all the individual skill that you can wish for in a player, and with a big frame and reach and all that. So he's been good for us, but I think that he'd be even better for us if he had the whole training camp to prepare for the season. I have no doubt in my mind. You know, a big guy like that needs the training camp, needs the time to get prepared, and needs that preparation to be able to play the 20 minutes a game that we now require of him. So he's had a decent start, and he's had some success with points, but I think that he can improve in a lot of areas. He can play better for us, and I think he'll be a key piece in our success moving forward. And I've said it all along, even before he signed the contract, that sky's the potential or the limit for his potential. That's how good this guy could be.
Jarmo Kekäläinen's general manager of the Columbus Blue Jackets. The Leafs and Blue Jackets will play tonight. We'll have the game at Sportsnet 590, The Fan, and on Sportsnet Ontario. One of the things that Todd Richards is known for is a really aggressive forechecking system. Now, when you have new players that you're trying to work into your lineup, new players that you're trying to work into the system, has Todd had to perhaps change a few things about his system to maybe make it a little easier for some of the newcomers? Or Jarmo, is it a similar system that you guys are playing in Springfield? And would that might make it a little easier for guys to come up and slide in?
Yeah, we play the same style of hockey, the Blue Jackets brand in Springfield and in Columbus. And so the guys are well prepared. Springfield head coach Brad Larson's here with us now, and Jerry Bednar is continuing there in Springfield what he left off. Mm-hmm. So those guys are very well prepared when they come here. They know what to expect, what type of system we play. So we're certainly not going to change our system because of a couple changes in the lineup.
How soon do you expect Boone Jenner back? Because he is practicing. I think he's practiced, I think he's four times or five times. How soon do you expect him back? And is he the guy who was the closest to coming back?
Yeah, I think so. I think him and Matt Calvert should be back next week, hopefully early next week on Tuesday when we play against Carolina. But that remains to be seen. But those two guys could give us a lot of energy. And Boone was obviously a player that had a breakout season next year in his first year in the NHL. And he's a leader by example with our group, the way he plays and the energy he brings, the drive. So we're looking forward to having him back. And hopefully we'll start getting some more guys back soon. Brandon Dubinsky's probably about 2 weeks away. He's a big part of our identity.
Has it been difficult for the remaining players, the guys who are healthy, has it been difficult for them to kind of keep the ship afloat while this has been going on? Because, as I said, a lot of people look at this team. A lot of people are really interested in seeing what this team does last year. They were a great story last season, I should say. A lot of people want to see this franchise succeed. A lot of people want to see this franchise take the next step. Are guys able to sort of keep the disappointment at a manageable level?
Well, I think as a professional, you have to do that. You just have to concentrate on getting the job done. We need points right now. We need to stay in the race. And guys have to just think about what they need to do, their role, and the opportunity perhaps getting bigger, and the role getting bigger as they play and move up in the lineup with the injuries. And that's what we expect. Those guys are all pros, and they have to just concentrate on getting the job done.
Jarmo, it was good of you to join us today. Hopefully you guys get back to good health some point soon. And most importantly, hopefully it stays that way. Thanks a lot for doing this.
Thank you very much.